Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called... Do you want to do it?
Attack of the 50-Foot Fluffy.
That's right. Attack of the 50-Foot Fluffy. Wonder what that's all about. It was written by Mike Bolt and illustrated by him as well. And I am pretty excited to see what kind of shenanigans this little book is all about. So let's get right down to it, shall we? Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Baby.
Baby. Because he's cute. So, let's read about it. So, when we open the book up, we see a little girl and her stuffed animal. And the book says, this is Claire, and this is Fluffy. And she looks adorable, and so does the bunny. And this is Claire when she's...
Happy!
And this is Fluffy. And we see she's dancing with Fluffy, and Fluffy looks happy. Oh, but look, she's fallen off her bike. This is Claire when she's...
Sad.
Aw.
And it looks like Fluffy's rubbing his arm.
Yeah, he looks sad. Poor sad Fluffy. This is Claire when she's...
Mad!
Whoa, mad indeed. And let's just say... We don't want to go there with Fluffy. So this story is about this little girl. Let's go. Claire is getting ready for the day. Fluffy has a matching outfit. Look how nice. Matching outfits make Claire happy. Fluffy looks happy too. Those tiny buttons, though, they're tricky. You gotta have to be careful or they'll... pop. Right off. And in the picture we can see this button has popped off of Fluffy's dress. But don't worry, Claire. It's not a problem. We can fix it later.
She looks sad as happy.
She looks a little sad, but she's still smiling. It's time for breakfast anyway. Super Choco Puffs. Always make Claire very happy and Fluffy too. How could they not? They have super chocolatey marshmallow.
Someone had the last bowl.
Don't worry, Claire. We're going shopping for groceries later. We'll add it to the list. Now, Claire, how would you describe her face right there?
Like she's sucking her lips as in she's angry-ish happy.
Yeah, it looks like she's trying really hard to be happy, but I don't know if she is. What do you think? Maybe not, maybe she is, maybe she's not. You know what makes Claire the happiest? The swing set at the park, and Fluffy loves it too. There's nothing better than swinging high in the air and the wind in your face. I bet Claire and Fluffy could spend all day on the swings. Wow. Looks like they weren't the only ones wanting to enjoy the weather. We've never seen a line like that for the swings before. Well, we can see in the picture they're at the playground and there is a huge line of kids waiting to get on the swings. But we've got some time. Claire and Fluffy can just wait their turn. It probably won't take too long. Just a few more. Any minute now. Finally, it's Claire and Fluffy's turn and now they can swing to their heart's content. Wait. What was that? What do you see in the picture? What's going on? While she was waiting, some dark clouds have formed over her head. And it's getting darker and stormy. And one drop of rain just fell on her little noggin. Splash! It's not just one drop now. It is a torrential downpour. Torrential? Downpour. That's a $50 word right there. It means that it's a whole torrent of rain. It's all a bunch of rain. Very intense rain.
Like a rainstorm?
Exactly. You could say a rainstorm is a torrential downpour. Mm-hmm. Try using it in a sentence. But don't worry, Claire, we can come back tomorrow. Calm down, Claire. It's not worth getting upset over. It's not the end of the world. Unless, oh my goodness. Okay, maybe that wasn't the best choice of words. Claire is mad, and so is Fluffy. Looks like Claire is having a hard time controlling her temper.
So look.
Explain.
She's a little mad.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's doing the sucking her lips thing again.
Uh-huh.
And then she gets so mad. And then she gets madder. And then she gets super mad. And mm-hmm. then Fluffy's the smaller little Fluffy he is. And then he's like 1 foot. And then he's 30 foot. And then he's 50 foot.
Yeah. Fluffy has gone massive sized. He's huge. He smashes the Bob's Tiny Button Factory. He kicks over the cars that were carrying the Super Choco Puffs. And he is crunching the swing set beneath his feet. But when you crunch it beneath your feet, it no longer works, right? You've
destroyed it.
You've destroyed it. Oh no. Oh no. That wasn't supposed to happen. Now, maybe she let her temper get a little too out of control, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
This is Claire apologizing for wrecking everything, and Fluffy is also sorry.
Don't worry, Claire. We forgive you, and Fluffy too. We've all been there before,
say the other kids at the playground, because they all have overgrown toys that have done crazy things from time to time too. We can see a plane that is, I guess, carting away a box of Brussels sprouts, and a ladybug that is stomping on the bath time tubs and sinks cart, trying to crush it. I don't know. Maybe kids don't like bath time? I don't know. But Claire and Fluffy are happy again, but tired too. See, cleaning up all that mess is a lot of work. Do you know what we think would be good now? Super Cocoa Puffs for dinner. And Fluffy thinks so too. Sometimes when things don't work out the way you had hoped they would, you can find another fun way to celebrate, even if it's something fun and silly like having cereal for supper. Some people do it. And you know what? It's okay. Every now and then.
Everything is gonna be alright.
That's right. And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.